today, Monday, President Professor Peter Mutharika will be officially inaugurated as Malawi's fourth president of the Republic at Kamuzu Stadium in Blantyre. There will be a military parade followed by handing over of the sword of honor, and then finally there shall be traditional dances, people celebrating that finally Malawi has a new president in the name of President His Excellency Professor Peter Mutharika, who will finally inspect the presidential guard of honor.
President Mutharika, whilst he was a candidate, promised to bring technocrats into his administration. How soon will Malawians and the rest of the world know when he will announce his cabinet?
I hope and I believe that indeed it will be a cabinet of technocrats. We want to move away from a period of mediocrity to a period of meritocracy. And that will be announced later, soon after the inauguration. Normally after inauguration, when you can see when there's unveiling of a cabinet, that will be done. And then later we proceed with budget, parliament, and government business should process it.
There were concerns that the president could still be charged for alleged treason. What happens to the case now that he's officially the president of Malawi?
The court will direct, I hope that was the simplest, political persecution of the highest order. And I hope the treason case falls away automatically. But yeah, then the court will rule that the complete discontinuance of the case. And I hope there will be reparation for persecution that we have suffered, endured. And we hope that it ends, we can close that dark chapter where there was quite an orchestrated and concerted effort to erase DPP by arresting, threatening members of DPP through trumped-up flimsy charges.
There are fears that the DPP led by President Mutharika could go after their opponents who are outside government at the moment, the PP, including Joyce Banda, because of the way they were treated. The president has called for reconciliation. Can it be believed that he indeed want to reconcile the country, or he would want to go after his political enemies?
But the president has also said he's not going to wreak vengeance. No retribution. We want all Malawi people, regardless of our shades of opinion, regardless of our diversity of opinion, regardless of being from various political parties, we must come together as a people, as a nation, to develop the country. There shall be no dismissal of civil servants or government officials on the point of political affiliation. You need DB, and that's what the president has said. And I shall not look after an individual. But those that are qualified have the right merit, they deserve to work. We want to develop our country. Malawi is in the verge of collapsing. We need to rebuild our country by making sure that together, in unison, we can develop our mother, Malawi.